This is RSBNB Update, episode 446, the 2013 Clip Show. Hello, everybody, and welcome to my favorite RSBNB update episode of the year, the Clip Show. You don't sound too energetic about that now, do you?
I'm okay, but you know what happened last night, but I'll share that news later.
Alrighty, so, Truffy is here with me, as it is the co-host job to co-pilot the Clip Show, and having anyone else on the Clip Show really wouldn't be what the idea of the Clip Show is about, as has been since our very first year of RSBNB Update. So, with that being said, let's begin the 2013 Clip Show. This year's Clip Show has 42 clips, which is one more clip than last year, so we're relatively on the same level of clips and funniness, I guess you could say. So, what do you say we just dive right in and let the people relive 2013?
Well, before we start, Shane, just one really quick question for you.
Sure.
Did you press the record button?
Yes, I did. I pressed the record button, and I got your little scream as you were going into the kitchen to put that plate away.
They didn't need to know that.
Yeah, well, I'll insert that into the post show of this, since, you know, it's a Clip Show and there's only one episode that has not been recorded yet this year that we could potentially not have clips from, and that's our end of year roundup, RuneScape roundup rather. So here's hoping that there's no clips from that.
Here's looking back at 2013.
Alrighty, so first we begin with a clip from episode 398. Where I was not here, and Earth realized that the pre-show was actually happening, and the recording was indeed going on. So this was when I was not here, and I think it was you, Earth, and Mike on this one.
Uh-huh.
Oh, God, this, you're saving this, aren't you?
So that's the kind of things that happen in RSBNB update pre-shows from time to time, and it goes as warning to anybody who comes on the show to just be wary of what you're doing on the show in pre-show, because most often than not, it is being recorded. You have any comments on that one?
I don't remember what that was with, but it was the beginning of the year, so I can't remember Jack.
Alrighty. Well, let's move on to 399 now, where you explain why you're not exactly into this new outfit that came up from Solomon's General Store, and you had to clarify why.
Outfit and the new D&D tokens. So Solomon's Wolf is pretty self-explanatory. It's a new pet. Three new pets have been released. Of, you know, basically one's a baby, one's adolescent, one's all grown up, and you have new wolf dragon outfit. It's really not me, but maybe someone will like them.
It's not me either.
I'm not used to bestiality. Or dressing up as a giant Teletubby. And the other thing is that we have the Ram Monkey outfit, and some people like them. I personally don't care for it because I'm never going to get to the whole set anyway.
So you guys just felt the need to say that you weren't into it didn't mean because you're not into bestiality.
Uh-huh. You know I never care about cosmetic overrides.
I know, and I mean, that sort of thing comes up. But why bestiality? Why would that be on the top of your mind?
people may dress up and want to be the whole I'm a wolf, let's go meet up with some other raccoon who's, I don't know, it's just not me.
Alrighty,
you
know,
then. There's a whole subculture of people dressing up as animal pets for whatnot.
I'd be a bear.
I'm good. Thank you.
Alrighty. Next one is from that same episode in which I actually send in a question with a special guest, and the question is actually very timely to what was going on where I was. So I'll just play that question and Uncle Dano's answer.
Questions. So we have a very special audio question from someone very special to us all.
Yeah, I just got this just before I recorded, and well, I haven't even listened to it yet, so I'll play it now.
Hello, Reed, Tricky, and Uncle Dano. I'm sitting here with the beautiful Shane12088 above about 790 meters above sea level in the gorgeous Queenstown, New Zealand. And we wanted to ask you a question. We wanted to know what your top holiday destinations were in the world.
And possibly where your most favorite place that you have been so far would be. So if you could humor us with an answer, that'd be great.
Sorry about all the background noise. We're kind of at a little bit of a cafe thing. But I guess you'll find out a lot more about that when Shane returns. Thanks for listening. Have fun, guys.
Oh, that was nice.
All right, so top holiday destinations and favorite place you've been to. All right, Mr. Dano, you're the wisest of us all.
Like a seasoned traveler?
You never know.
Well, two different types of probably environments that I think I found to be really, really enjoyable. One is I did live in Edmonton for 2 years. I went to school there. I did have the chance to actually during my university days to travel up through the Rocky Mountains, both in the United States and in Canada, and the Sierra Nevadas also in the States. So I like that mountain type of environment where you get a nice mountain chalet and you climb to the top and you're in the woods and the forest, and the alpine area. That to me, just clean air, just out in the open, away from everybody. And when you camp in that type of environment, like we camped one time in the Yellowstone National Park, and clear night, totally clear night, and you know what? You see so many stars, and you actually get to see the Milky Way because it is just a bright band of that white star, white stars in there. It's so thick. So to me, being out in the West, in the mountainous region, was a really, really enjoyable experience for me. The other one too is it's got to be something like the tropics. I like the tropics as well. I mean, it's something like you go down to Jamaica. What a wonderful, wonderful environment. I mean, you're sitting there and we're going to get to something that's really, really cool later on when you talk about the Super Bowl. But, you know, how to say tantingly and tantalized in the cool blue waters of Jamaica, man. It's such a laid-back environment. I mean, you just got to love it. So those are my two. So thanks, guys, for sending in that question. Those are my answers. How about you, Mike?
Welcome to Jamaica, man.
Yeah, that's coming a bit later on, but, you know, that question, I just want to say, was a timely question on our part. We had no idea it was going to go that direction, that Uncle Dano took it, pertaining to being outside. Because actually, a couple days before we sent this question in, probably the day before, or the second day before we sent it in, we actually took a trip later in the evening up to an observatory, and we actually got to see what Uncle Dano mentioned in his topic, or in his question answer, rather. We got to see as many stars as the eye could see. We got to see the bands of the Milky Way galaxy. We got to see planets, galaxies, globular clusters, everything through telescopes, everything with the naked eye that you could see. So, basically, I included this clip because on my part, it was just really, really interesting that one of Uncle Dano's past travel memories, one of his favorite things to have seen, is something that I saw 2 days before.
Cool.
Yeah.
You can tell you can also tell he's really Canadian because he wants to go somewhere warm.
Well, I mean, some of us like to do that. And, you know, we have to hope that Uncle Dano is actually all right at the moment and not too far cut off, because there's actually a massive ice storm right now moving through eastern Canada and Ontario. So we just have to hope that he still has his power on and is going to be able to listen to this in a timely manner.
I bet Andrew's going to be like, Daddy, Daddy, can you take me down to the mountains now? Can you, Daddy, Daddy, can you take it, please? I want to go see. Daddy, please.
And you know the Jamaica part was good, too, but we're going to talk a bit about that in the next clip.
Oh.
So what's the next clip from this same episode?
We have dreams of covering RuneFest. And it's basically we all get asked about dreams of RuneFest, and once again, Uncle Dano has a very interesting set of criteria.
A truly profound dream. So let's have a listen to that one.
During that year, earlier in the year, they were talking about, you know, perhaps having a RuneFest in North America. And so then I started dreaming about, okay, I think I want to get those 12. If RuneFest comes to North America, especially if it comes to Chicago, which is kind of near me, it's only about 6 hours away, I'd like to get those 12 at RuneFest with all the player mods and the J mods all there and the whole crowd watching me do it one after the other. So, you're more like a fantasy kind of thing, right? And I remember this one part, too, that Shane was saying, when that poll came out and where it was going to be New York or I think it was San Francisco, was it, or L.A., and then Chicago, and there was a poll. And he messaged me, and we were talking one time, I think, on Skype after a show, and he said, you know what? He says, if RuneFest ever came to North America and it was in Chicago and you were to go, would you host be a reporter in the field for RSBNB for that coverage of that? And I said, wow, that would be really cool. You know, I'm there to get my $12.99 plus. You know, we could be there and do an opening for the show and be interviewing J Mods and all that kind of stuff. And I thought that was really, so that in my mind really hung on as kind of a recurring kind of dream. And you know, you have to imagine this, you know, here, you know, you got to get this in your mind, some real, real, you know, deep imagery of us sitting there in this huge convention area. And perhaps we've gotten some permission from Jagex to get some audience participation, and we're opening up the show and we're on stage and we're opening up, you know, and doing the show in October of last year, something like, this is RSBNB Update, episode number 381, recorded Friday, October 6, 2012. I am Uncle Dano, your on-site reporter here live in the heartland of the USA, Chicago, Illinois, RuneFest 2012.
So
that's kind of like how my dream went.
Just wow.
Idea.
I would like to see him try to use a Freudian to analyze that one.
I thought about the answer to that question and I came up with that. I hope that's satisfactory.
That is indeed a dream that Uncle Dana would like to play out. And I would like to play that out with him too one day, but we'll just have to see what happens with RuneFest in the future.
Yeah, they should open up a U.S. Sub headquarters here.
That would be interesting, but you know, I mean, with being such a UK-based company, as we've discussed before, it's really not that feasible. So,
expand or die.
Yeah, what rule is that? I can't remember the number.
Oh.
Oh well.
Number one.
Let's move on to the next clip. That is indeed the number one rule of StarCraft. So. This next clip involves a quest that came out that same year, previously in 2012, but Uncle Dano mentioned once again, in which he ventures into areas that most podcasts don't go, and that's singing. So Uncle Dano sings us a tune.
There's a lot of romance in that one, so that's probably the most romantic quest and it's got some good music and voice acting in it. I would say you could probably do something on a date with the music from One Piercing Note, don't you? sing the tune. You don't think so?
I don't know.
Yeah, why don't you try singing that? You should try singing that to your wife and see how that goes.
Like this?
I can see her dancing barefoot, there are flowers in her hair. I remember like I saw it yesterday. To the sound of flutes and drums, she took my hand and danced with me. We kept dancing once the music went away.
Okay, I think it's time to officially end the show now. So...
that was a great little clip, and what was your reaction when you were listening to that?
I think me and Mike were trying to hold back laughter, but I have to admit, though, one thing I am semi-jealous is that Uncle Dano and Chief Brad both have very sexy, manly voices.
Yeah, and we're just here to, you know, make out and make do with what we got, right?
I know.
Anyways, the realm of song is one area that RSBNB Update went in 2013, and you'll hear more of that in just a little bit. Next up is the clip from 399 that everyone has been waiting for. Here we go.
Oh, man. We really picked on Uncle Dano in this one.
You ready for the clip?
Oh, God. Go for it.
See if I can do it.
Okay. In 3, 2, 1.
Don't rush me. I'm trying to get the dialect in my head. Right. Hold on. And not laugh at the same time. I got to listen to the dialect in my head before I can get it.
Respect, boss.
It's like, this is RSBNB update. Like that. Okay. Hold on. Ready? Okay. To make an intro in 3, 2, 1. This is RSBNB Update episode 399, recorded Friday, February 8th, 2013. A land down under.
So that was supposed to be a Jamaican accent that turned out to be Irish, right?
Wait, you didn't play the rest?
That's all they was given.
Oh, Mike!
That's all that was cut out.
Mike. Well, anyway, what happened was that after he made that, if Uncle Dana's listening to it, he's gonna be laughing so hard right now. But he said that, and I said that sounded like an Englishman trying to sound like It was God. What did I say? It sounded more Scottish than Jamaican. It sounded like a Scottish trying to sound Jamaican, trying to sound Scottish. So we tried to do part two, take two of the title again, but he couldn't get that whole Scottish thing out of his head now. That's why Mike had to do the title, or Uncle Dana had to do a normal voice. We both, all three of us, were basically dying so hard because Uncle Dana was trying to sound Jamaican, but he kept sounding like Scottish, and so we just could not get past that part.
All right, I'll make you a deal. When I'm editing this, I'll go back into the raw files for $3.99 and find it.
It's all roughly the same thing. It's like, what, 2-3 minutes long?
I know, I think. But I actually got the raw files for that one, so I could actually do that in editing. So don't worry about it. I will fix this wrong so we can have a proper 2013 clip show. All righty. Next up, we're moving on to episode 400. And this is the episode in which I got back. I wanted to cover 400 because, you know, 400, a natural number, might as well, right? So, I accidentally played a question a little bit fast.
Hi, hosts. Okay. Morabska here again. Just wondering what your player import ship names are, since I don't have access to them yet. Also, just found out there's a new Dragon Ball Z app. Wait.
Somehow I don't think that was an accident.
Sorry,
Shane. That was not an accident.
I accidentally played that a little bit quicker. All right, let's try that again. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do, actually. And I don't think it was a little bit quicker.
Yeah, and I'll just explain that. I use QuickTime on OS X to play the questions when we're doing the show. I play them as we're going live, so I don't need to edit them in after. And basically what happens is if you double-click the fast-forward button, it increases the speed of the playback. So that's what happened there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Next clip, please.
Next clip we have 402. Accidental Quicksilver Trigger. I updated a piece of software on my Mac and it started speaking in my current URL after a mistaken keystroke.
Alrighty.
And the space between 21 all the way to whatever that is,
https://wiki/special:\\gun=*?gun
Goes gun. All right, this is a clip show. Clip show thing right here, Shane.
I'm sorry.
No, this is a clip show material. You're putting that on a clip show, dude. That's going on a clip show. That's my page.
http://www.rsbandb.com/runescape-grand-exchange-portfolio-search=*?*?
Is that it? You done?
Yeah. Yes. So basically what happened with that clip, everyone, is I was just installed some new software on my Mac, and I was experimenting around with searching using this application called Quicksilver. And the thing is that I pressed some wrong keystrokes, and because of that, I accidentally pasted the search string into the action pane, and then I just told it to speak it for some odd reason. I don't know why that was the default action, but you got quite a good amount of joy out of that.
It was unexpected.
Yeah, and I mean. Tone. That's what most of these things are that happen like that, so. Alrighty, moving on. Next clip.
Next clip. We have in episode 403, Irv rewrote Space Oddity.
Ground control to Major Mike.
Oh my god.
Ground control to Major Mike. Take your stim pack pills and put your headset on. Ground control to Major Mike. Commencing countdown, engines on. Check ignition and may Shane's love be with you.
Wait, I had no idea I was in this.
This is ground control to Major Mike.
All right.
He made the rank.
Okay, let's move on.
Want to know what race
Reed,
you play.
You gotta, is there any way you can turn that fan off in the background? One of the gems from pre-show.
Anything can happen?
Yeah, anything can happen. And I mean, 2013 was really, as I said, an emphasis with Uncle Dano's episode where we focused on music and pretty much everyone decided that it was time to sing when they were on the pre-show, which I have no problem with, and that's perfectly fine. So look forward to more of that in the upcoming clips. But next up, we got another clip from the same episode in which Earth attempts a moose mating call.
Told you, moose mating call. Oh, quit it.
You know, for some reason that did not sound like a moose mating call.
Is that supposed to sound like a moose?
Yeah, it is.
That didn't sound anything like a moose.
Well,
it
I guess that's...
It sounded like someone who just hit puberty.
Oh, poor Earth. Hopefully he is listening to this, and well, he's going to have to talk to you about that one. All right. Next, please.
All right, in episode 404, we had a huge big bosom typo.
Yeah.
Oh gosh, this is funny. I just wanted to read out the typo in Shane's thing here. It says, that new particle is a Hugs boson.
Somebody edited that. I entered it properly into the notes. I can guarantee that.
I don't think either of us did anything like that.
Shane,
revisions on the document. I can check that.
Okay, you do that. Anyways, I'm sure he's referring to Higgs boson particle rather than Hugs boson particle. You can just own up. The I and U are very similar.
Well, they are right next to each other on the keyboard. So yes. I'm not ruling it out, but I'm still going to check the revision history.
Shane, let's put it this way. When it comes to typos, you are the king of it.
Yeah, Erds.
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 Gotta love inside jokes.
Yeah. Joe. Anyways, particle.
Holy this is also that is actually my typo.
Hey, yeah, we win. High five.
That is actually my typo.
I of course it was. Like you thought we were somehow lying to you. Come on, you should trust us.
All right, continue on. So, what do you got to say about that?
Would it surprise you that me and Reed started a new thread dedicated directly to you?
I know, I saw that.
We made another one. At least Reed made another one last night.
Yeah, apparently my typos are quite amusing.
They are, and I wish we had saved up all the typos throughout the years. That would have filled up at least a good 10 pages.
Okay. Alrighty. Next one.
Yeah. Next one we have in episode 404, King Kala Operetta Mules.
No. He is from British Columbia, what? And he thinks that all Albertans are mules.
Well... When it comes to
I'd rather have a group of mules if they worship me every morning than a bunch of critical thinkers. Who are
group
smart.
Of mules? Why mules? Is that so they can't reproduce because they're sterile?
What?
Mules are sterile, you know.
Oh.
Because they're horse and donkey hybrids, so they can't reproduce.
So I did not know that.
So when your listeners would die, then they wouldn't be able... You'd have to replace them with new listeners. They couldn't just keep them in generations, right? Come on, you're from Alberta and you didn't know that? Like, really,
no.
Man.
No what?
I'm not a farmer.
Call yourself a farmer. Like,
I'm not.
But all Albertans are farmers. Or oil patch workers. Or conservatives.
Yeah.
One of the three.
One of these days we'll get Mike on here and we'll do that show called The Canadian Alliance. Oh, my mistake. He didn't actually call us mules. I thought he was calling us mules. I thought that was something that would be a little bit too mean for King Kala to do, to call everyone in my province a mule. But I guess not.
Mm-hmm.
But
okay.
Apparently I wanted mules for something or other. I don't know.
Maybe you were thinking of StarCraft 2.
Yeah, maybe. That could be it. Because, you know, those things can really spike your mineral gathering rate.
Yeah, and just like in real life, they die.
And they're not replaceable. You need to make new ones.
Yep.
Alrighty. So, next clip, comes from the same episode, and we are discussing what happens to Informer article writers who miss their deadlines.
Lord Reckless puts his assignments.
If Lord Rickles continues to be Lord Reckless, we'll have to go get Lord Rifles and send him to him.
Yeah.
Why?
We'll have to stick him in a jar of Lord Pickles. And if he keeps it up, we'll have to Lord Tickles him.
All right, but, ready?
But somehow I think that would be kind of Lord Fickle of us to do. Please tell me we're recording this.
We are!
Good. Oh, I love making
so many plays on that name. It's great. So in that episode, we were discussing our dear informer writer called Lord Rickles and all the plays on his name that are entirely possible. I mean, Rickles, Pickles, Rifles, Tickles, Fickles. And, you know, on OS X or iOS, if you misspell Rickles in a slight way, it'll give you one of these alternate spellings, and that's how we generated all the new names from him. So if you ever see Lord Rickles in clan chat, you can call him one of those names, and I'm sure he'd be just fine with it, since Cull and I have called him those before.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah. Alrighty, next clip.
Next clip. We jump 20 years into the past during post-show.
This is our Speed the Update episode 407, recorded Friday, April 5th, 1993. Oops.
1993? How'd you get 1993, dude? That's 2 decades ago.
I don't know. Yeah, I'm wondering how I got 1993 as well. Any ideas how I might have done that?
I don't know. It's you.
And, you know, let's just say April 5th. You know what April 5th is, right?
5 days after April Fool's Day?
No. Take another guess.
The day Canada became Supreme Overlord of Northern America?
No, it's First Contact Day. April 5th, 2063. So I should have added 50 years rather than taking away 20. But anyways, let's move on to episode 409. Alex imitates Uncle Dano, and he is trying to do a German accent for a questioner. You know, it could almost sound like Uncle Dano's Scottish-Jamaican accent. Just read it normally, please.
I can't do normally. I have to do something else.
Sounds like a naughty German about to try and do seduce a woman.
Okay. okay. Hello, start. Guys. Long time listener, first time question. I have Hughes Net Satellite Net Internet, and I get 1 megabyte per second download speeds, occasionally getting 3. What is a good money stat training method that would work with the leg I have? 16 frames per second, 1389 ping. Random question, if you could be a Pokemon, which would you be, and why?
You know what that sounded like, Alex?
That was not German. I'm sorry.
But you know what you sounded like?
What did that sound like?
You sounded like Uncle Dana when he was trying to sound like a Jamaican but ended up sounding like a Scottish man.
You still think that?
God, we picked on Uncle Dana so much during that show at the end.
Yeah,
he has many high hopes.
Yeah, and you know, I mean, Alex always has these same sort of sporadic things like that too. It is really a joy to hear those things come out when we're doing the show, especially in pre-show like that. So that's just one of the things you guys missed this year. Also, Alex described something else, and what exactly is that?
Alex ends up describing what a true a-hole really is and how the letter plays a factor.
I always mistaken my E's for A's. So easy to do because I just love A.
A-hole.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's a triangle thing right in the middle of it.
Yes, yes, that is a excellent, excellent analogy. Next time someone mentions that, I'm going to say that's the triangle thing in the middle of it, right?
Yeah, that's a triangle thing in the middle.
God.
Oh,
that's
great, isn't it?
Why don't I just leave that you just have to show it together?
Why?
Oh.
You get it? An a-hole.
Hmm.
No.
I get it, Shane. I was just okay.
All right. Well, we'll move on to the next clip. This is also from episode 409. We discovered Justin Bieber a couple years back, and we discovered One Direction this year.
No, you say you don't use Twitter, just like me. Don't care for Twitter. Have a beer.
You guys want to listen to some One Direction?
Sure, let's hear it. Why not?
Sure.
That was awesome. And now Tricky's having an orgasm.
No. If I was, you'd know.
Obviously, I wouldn't because I thought
I'm
you were just having one.
I'm sorry that I hurt everyone's ears. But very loud, and there doesn't appear to be any volume controls. But,
right.
You know, that seems to happen numerous times a year where I blast everyone's ears out. Trekkie?
Okay. Yeah, you do that quite a bit.
Yeah, and I don't even know what song that was, so if anyone out there knows what it was, please do let me know. I'm still inquiring about that and would like to know more. So that was on episode 409. Alrighty, next clip comes from episode 411, and what is that?
Tangents taken during an update leads to other geometric observations.
Yeah, you're right. So there we go. That's why they didn't increase the drop thing. So why the heck did we even go down that tangent? I don't know.
You always go down tangent, Shane.
Yeah, well.
And then you go down cosine, and then you start signing as well.
Oh, boy.
Only you would laugh at a math joke like this.
Oh, that's great. Oh, boy. So the whole reason I found that amusing is because you're normally not one to make math jokes like that.
Mm.
Like, are you...
I just...
Did you enjoy math, or...
I didn't mind it. It's something everyone had to do.
Okay.
I won't say I'm as smart as you in that subject. That's your domain.
All right. Well, thank you for making that truly great reference, because, I mean, that's just something that came out of nowhere, and you really got to be commended for that.
Okay.
Okay. Next clip comes from episode 413, in which Paul's girlfriend, Crystal, learns about Paul's first appearance on the show. And let's just remind everyone what that entails, as I do every time Paul comes on the show. No, he married someone in game.
Oh my, was she ugly?
It was a he.
Oh shit!
It was a lady in game. It was a guy in real life.
Oh boy!
Just like all MMOs.
If he's hot, I'll forgive you.
No. He's skinny though. He's tall. And he's a drug dealer now, so.
Well.
And he's engaged to a lady.
Is it someone I would know?
No.
You know, that's always so fun, bringing that up from the past, Paul's first appearance on the show. We're never going to let him live that down now, are we?
That's up to you.
Yeah, well, I mean...
Probably not for a while.
No one's really put that kind of emphasis into a show contest before, so that's why it's got to be brought up. Alrighty. Next clip also comes from this episode, and I have a feeling it's going to be very painful to listen to. What is it?
Spoons are very painful to Shane's ears.
Oh, God.
Don't stop.
How is that even loud at all?
It's painful.
I can barely even hear it, and I'm here.
I can hear it.
It's freaking painful in my ears.
Turn down your damn headset.
Restarting or what?
Because we like green. Oh, chat moderator became red because, you know, red. Oh my god, no!
Let's get started.
Quit it. Thank you, Paul.
And my ice cream's gone.
Can we please start with the show and Paul can wash his bowl?
Did you find those spoon noises hard on the ears, or was that just me?
Mostly just you.
Okay. Well,
I was okay.
I mean, there was just something about the high-pitched clanking of the spoon against the bowl that was just too hard on my ears. So, I mean, I don't know why that was the case, but it just felt like that one day. But today it was fine, oddly. Maybe it was due to compression that Skype didn't play through. But anyways, let's move on to episode 418, in which you almost forget who Brad is and then delivers the ultimate whammy to me.
Did you say who's Brad?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
So offended.
Oh my god.
Yes, my son.
Oh god.
Yes,
my dear.
Are
you serious?
No, I am not serious. God, take a joke. God damn it, man. It's Brad Woodworth, duh.
No!
Yes.
You enjoyed that, didn't you?
Mm-hmm. I did.
Because you also got to say, yes, my son. Maybe we should explain that a bit.
You should tell him to talk to Reed. He's the one that started that stupid thing.
Yeah, that's true. Anyways... So that was episode 418, I'm a Teapot, a good episode, one of my favorites of the year. We're going to move on to episode 421 right now, in which Earth starts off, I speak about what's really on my mind regarding the farmer who has just started harvesting bacon. Eli Bacon was just a reclusive, ethnically suspect farmer until a tragic accident revealed to him...
Ethnically?
Oh, oops, I mean ethically. Maybe I ought to get my glasses checked. Ethically suspect farmer until a tragic accident revealed to him... a meaty secret long lost to the ravages of time. That's fairly common, isn't it, that I misread a word?
Mm-hmm. But I do that too, so I can't say much.
Yeah, and I mean ethically and ethnically, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean... you guys got some good joy out of that, probably just because, you know, ethically versus ethnically. You guys probably think I'm some closet xenophobic type person.
You know where you are.
No, let's not talk about that here. Alrighty, you got these next two clips because these just amused the hell out of you. So tell us what they are.
It's... Well, pigs were introduced to the game, bacon were introduced to the game, so I decided to see how much bacon I can add. So Reed starts off with a list of possible bacon references. But you know what's good about this quest, Shane? We have bacon in the game.
Yes.
And you know what's really nice about bacon?
What?
It's bacon!
No, we had so many bacon references we can make now. Reed, you want to start off with your list?
It's still not done. Bacon with bacon. Bacon with shrimp. Bacon with onions.
Hey, that's
bacon
mine.
With potatoes. Oh, you want me to read mine?
No.
Okay. Huh?
Yeah, read yours.
Kevin Bacon, Eli Bacon, Bacon Hills, Bacon Island, Bacon's Delaware, Bacon County, Georgia, Bacon Creek, Francis Bacon, Albion Fellows Bacon, Anthony Bacon, Augustus Octavius Bacon, Benjamin Wisner Bacon, David Bacon, Edmund Bacon, Edward Wolsey Bacon, Ernst Bacon, Everett Bacon, Ezekiel Bacon, Francis Thomas Bacon, Gaspar G. Bacon, George B. Bacon, Henry Bacon, Irving Bacon, Jim Bacon, John Bacon, John M. Bacon, John McKenzie Bacon, John Baconthorpe, Jono Bacon, Kenneth Bacon, Leonard Bacon, Leonard Woolsey Bacon, Lise Bacon, Lloyd Bacon, Lucy Bacon, Max Bacon, Sir Nathaniel Bacon, another Nathaniel Bacon, Nicholas Bacon, Sir Nicholas Bacon, 1st Baronet of Redgrave, Sir Nicholas Bacon, 14th Baronet, Nick Bacon, Peggy Bacon, Reginald Bacon, Richard Bacon, Robert Bacon, Robert L. Bacon, Roger Bacon, Scott Bacon, Sosie Bacon, Thomas Rutherford Bacon, Walter W. Bacon, and Yehuda Bacon. Bacon no longer sounds like a real word to me.
Yes, so hard.
You still feel that way?
I do.
All right, well, why don't we listen to your list right now? Because that one goes even further.
Oh, man. Shane?
What?
Oh, you know what I'm hoping for? I'm hoping Jagex adds more stuff that we can do with bacon, because there's so much we can do with bacon in real life. There's bacon with bacon, bacon with shrimp, bacon with onions, bacon with potatoes, bacon, lettuce, and tomatoes, bacon wrapped steak, bacon wrapped hot dogs, bacon blanket wrapped in more bacon hamburger, bacon cheeseburger, bacon. You can't do it, Grady. You gotta do it for me.
Are you okay?
I can't do it. No, I'm not.
Oh.
I am not okay, Shane. I am high on euphoria right now. I got tears coming out of my eyes. I don't know why, but I'm laughing my ass off.
Well, this is going on the
I'll continue your list. Bacon wrapped hot dog, pig in a blanket wrapped in more bacon, bacon hamburger, bacon cheeseburger, bacon pot pie, bacon and a duck, bacon chips, bacon bits, bacon spike, bacon brownies, and bacon bits. You already have that, but yes.
We can do so much with bacon in the game. It's easy. We just invented bacon. I'm expecting a lot of stuff to come out soon.
Is that your favorite episode of the year?
I don't know. I just went all out.
You've never lost it like that before.
I don't know. I'm still losing it now.
Oh, that's great. Alrighty, so we got one more clip from 421, and that is a noise that Earth feels about certain sounds that OS X makes.
Oh, interesting. I wonder why they didn't fix that about... I wonder if they bugged the butler with that as well. Oh, an eye fart.
You're familiar with his eye fart things, right?
Yeah.
Basically, where my computer makes a sound like that, or that, or that, or that, or that. So he likes to call those an iFart for some reason, but I just use that as my OS X alert sound. Alrighty, moving on to 426. What have we got?
In 426,
we have is evidence that Earth will sing just about anything.
Hey, 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 hey. I said, hey, what's going on?
Did you sing it or did you use the audio track?
Hold on, Shane. You should give a sample for everyone of this.
I know, but you didn't answer the question. Did you sing it or did you use the audio track?
I played that.
All right. I hope I'm not going to blast anyone's ears out.
And so I cried sometimes. So I went find a bed just to get it off. What's in my head? Yeah. Oh, this is going on the clip show. Yeah. So I wake in the morning and I step outside and I take a deep breath and I get real high and I'm on top of my lungs.
Shane,
what's
this
going on?
Book this one. This is clip show material.
Say, hey, 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 hey. I said, hey, what's going on?
Aww.
All right. that was quite the outburst into song, don't you think?
I think you almost killed him.
Well,
with
I mean,
laughter.
it was his choice to sing that, and we just found it very funny, and I think that was pre-show, if I remember correctly. So. That would be something you guys have not heard before, if my memory serves correctly. Anyways, next clip also comes from 426, and Earth once again decides that he needs to go to the bathroom mid-show, and let's just say that he got back a little too fast. Yeah, that's the thing. It's not clear about when you can see that and when you can't, so...
You can turn that off.
No, it's not that. It was just an interesting... Wait, I thought you had to take a dump.
I did.
What the hell did you do, triple turd?
What?
I just went down there.
What?
I pooped.
Okay.
Did you wash your hands?
No.
Did you at least put pants back on?
I wasn't wearing any pants. I'm kidding, everyone. I just say that because it makes Shane really uncomfortable when I say that I have no pants on.
I know.
Just so you know that I'm editing that out.
Aww. I wanted the title of the show to be I Have No Pants On.
Well, maybe you could, but... Anyways, no, we don't want to talk about that. So, that was rather fast, wasn't it?
It was. I was like, what was it? He said, I'll be right back, and then we started talking about for about, what, 2 minutes? Next thing we know, hey, guys, like, wait, I think I went to the bathroom. I did. What did you do, Turbo Turd?
Oh, my. I think it's clear that Earth is tied with Uncle Dano for someone we're making fun of this year. Alrighty, next up we're jumping 7 weeks ahead to 433. So what do we have to talk about on that episode?
In episode 433, we find it very hard to pronounce certain dwarven names.
Heridmar? Is that how you would say that?
Ridmar? I don't even know.
Or Reedmar, since your name is in there?
I don't get it. Please explain.
Okay. So, Reedmar and Grissom.
Reedmar?
Yeah, to Reedmar.
Maybe it's subliminal messaging to, you know, have Jagex improve literacy rates.
Improve literacy rates.
Ridmar? I don't know how to say dwarves' names.
Yeah, I don't know. But regardless,
I have to say, though, I did chuckle at the title, Veldeban's Plan. That just seems to work. I just like that. That rhymes.
Yes,
anyways.
It does. I like rhymes. All right, so we have Haridmor, or Haridmor, whichever you want to say, and Colonel Grissom. I don't think you were on that episode, because you were having internet issues or something.
I can't remember.
That was the dwarf quest that we did not like. Did you end up doing that?
Definitely was not yet. There. Not yet.
Yeah,
it's on my to-do list.
Yeah, we did have some fixes published last week, so hopefully it's improved a little bit. But anyways, it goes without saying that dwarven names are pretty hard to pronounce, so just keep that in mind. Alrighty, and also in 433, because of lack of show titles, a very special someone became king.
Yeah.
I'll let you decide that, oh gracious overlord.
Yes, master.
I, for one, welcome master. Our new editing overlords.
Yeah, the last one that was an hour 50 was the divination episode.
King Shane the First. If he makes that the title, I'm... Damn it. Why did you mention it, Reed?
Wait, what?
He's going to make King Shane the First
wait,
the did, title.
Wait, what just happened? Are we still in the show?
Of course we're still in the show. We haven't said goodbye yet.
Okay, I thought Shane just asked for show titles. What's going on?
Oh, well, goodbye.
I don't know, but... Yeah, we've done lots of good stuff this week. Thank you for listening, everybody, and sorry. And that indeed was the title of that episode, King Shane the First. You know, I just found a way to make me king of that, so.
Okay, whatever floats your boat.
Alrighty, what's next?
Anyway, let's see. On that same episode, we also, Shane, you were looking for zombie dance and found something completely unexpected.
Oh, what? Shane?
What's going on? Do it again! What's going on?
I'm
gonna board, right?
See!
We're gonna have some fun. Mikhail, go get the guns.
This feel heavy.
Are you okay?
Yep. Apparently, this is the Gangnam style zombie dance.
It's also very loud.
What? Oh, I'm sorry.
What?
Did you do that on purpose?
Yeah, I was just looking for the zombie dance.
Oh, God.
What?
What on earth did you find? Oh, my goodness. I thought we were being trolled. Shane,
me too.
You finally did it. Oh dear.
What did I do?
Oh, I selected the wrong input, and then you switch it.
Yeah, and it's video.
And that's funny.
Oh. So is your input fixed?
What?
Is your input fixed?
Yes.
Okay. Oh. I don't think that was the Amy Zombie task we were thinking of. Oh. But thank you for that. That was funny. That's good. I think that's it for behind the scenes, correct?
Yes, that is. And in case you're wondering why Call is winded. Look forward to the clip show.
Oh no, you're not editing that out. You can't edit that out.
Edit that out. That was funny.
That was good.
Well, I thought it was an actual zombie dance.
Yeah, in Thriller.
We had no idea what you were doing.
Oh, remind me to show you the Michael Jackson Thriller dance sometime, Shane.
When we have to RSVP meetup.
Myself. I'm not that good at dancing.
we can attempt it, Patrick. Okay, moving on.
So what do you think of that, seeing as you weren't around for that episode?
Did you end up seeing Thriller?
No.
Ah.
I did not. And, you know, that's something they never showed me after the fact, so maybe I'm a little bit behind on that, but...
It's just a Michael Jackson music video he made way back when.
See, what happened with that is that I put into YouTube Zombie Dance, because that's what I thought it was actually called. And I thought I had found what they were looking for, because it was Gangnam Style Zombie Dance. And that was something that was very popular in 2012. So I thought this might be a spinoff for 2013. So I played it. Mm. And they thought I was being trolled. So. Anyways. Also in 433, Point is further proven that Earth will sing anything.
Spring is on the summer round, the spring is on the season round, summer round, yeah.
Oh shit, you're recording, aren't you?
Oh yeah.
I don't know the end.
And And there we go, folks. That's another thing that can happen in post-show RSB&B update. I think I first heard that song about 8 years ago.
Okay.
How about you?
I haven't until now.
Oh, really? Wow. Anyways, what's next?
What's next? Well, in 435, Shane explains once again one of his ships in Star Trek Online. Let's see.
I wanted to name one of mine the USS Wangkar, because Shane's ship on Star Trek Online that he got.
And no, it's not.
He said it. He didn't realize that it was Wangkar was the original one, but the way he was saying it just made it sound like he was saying Wanker, but he was from a foreign country. So.
Wangkar. That's Wangkar? What's the ship's name? The RRW Wangkar. V-E-N apostrophe K-A-R.
You Wangkar.
What do you think about that one?
You were nuts.
I know. I mean, it's just a random thing that I was given. I don't see it how it sounds like that. Wangkar. Does it?
Can't say.
All right. Well, also in 435, I did something rather creepy, seeing as it was October.
Uh-oh, the witch is here. Shane, that's really fucking creepy.
Did that sound like a witch's laugh to you?
A little bit. It sounded like my old hippie teacher.
Really? What teacher is this? When did you have this teacher?
Half a decade ago.
Oh, okay. Alrighty, yes. Then.
Alright, and moving on to... Oops.
Oops.
Yoink. Moving on to the next one, we had Shane, you end up talking like a Ferengi.
Which is totally unintended, but let's listen. 436. Social Slayer is so fun, isn't it?
Why do you sound like Need Something Friend Guy?
I didn't know that sounded like Need Something Friend Guy. I guess it does sound like a Ferengi when you think about it. So, does that sound like Need Something Friend Guy? Or am I just sounding like some old lady right now? Oh, we were out of the clip. I just thought I'd do that voice for you.
Okay.
I honestly didn't hear it in that. But if you say so, you think?
Yeah. Need Something Friend?
And that, of course, is one of the Star Trek Online characters that resides on DS9.
Mm-hmm.
All right, with that being said, we're moving on to episode 438 right now, where we have another oopsie moment with the questions. Thank you, 101F1, for that question. Next one's now from Marumska.
From who? Hey, hosts, 101Duck1 with a...
Oh, I'm sorry, that's the wrong question.
Hello,
Shane. That's not Moromska.
Alex. How you doing? Moromska here. Alex, did you get the chance to play RuneScape without lag at RuneFest?
Whoops! And also, whoops, how whoops, was... whoops,
whoops. RuneFest was...
That's not your question ever!
Clip show worthy.
All right, let's try this again.
Yes, no, 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 yes, no.
I edited this out of the original episode 438 because, first off, I played the wrong question to begin with, and secondly, I fast-forwarded through one of the questions, as I mentioned earlier, and the error can happen. So these sorts of things just happen all the time behind the scenes.
Many things happen behind the scenes.
Yeah, and I mean, it's something that just happens naturally when you do this, I guess. You misclick something and you get an interesting result, and that provides for some good fun at the end of the year. So, next clip deals with you. So why don't you tell us what it's about?
I developed an accidental French accent while trying to sound Australian.
In episode 442.
All right, this question is from Romska. Hello, Shannon Temple Jackie. I was wondering about the other day, how do servers work for RuneScape? Obviously, they are designed to run 24/7, but when they update the code for updates, do they need some sort of maintenance, i.e. shut down, let it chill for an hour? Also, I need some help with leveling range. I am level 86, which makes me stuck at a weird high level, no weapons which are decent to use. I don't have Chaotix nor the tokens for it. Zyatir bow are a bit too pricey, and price isn't stable as I might lose money in the long run with it. Ain't the best PVMer for that Queen Black Dragon boss bow, which makes me stuck with the crystal bow. Any pointers to help me out?
Alright, so first off, what was that? Was that French?
No, I don't know what that was. I just wanted it to sound different.
Yeah, it sounded almost French to me.
That wasn't even close to being French, but okay. I'll go whatever you want.
Alrighty. Okay, so we're out of the clip now, and I mean, yeah, that really did sound like French. Any further thoughts on that?
No comment. Anything I say will be used against me in the next year's clip show.
Alrighty. That was in 442. We're moving on to 443 right now, wrapping up the year. But first off, we were previewing audio questions and I sneezed, which the other host found pretty amusing.
What are your opinions on clan resources? Mainly, the smithing plot. When you pop in the citadel, when you see that there are resources to smith bars, do you use it and just leave, or do you re-top it up before you leave?
What was that?
I know, what's...
That was a sneeze.
Who sneezed?
That was a sneeze. It sounded like someone stuck an icy foot on into your back.
That was me,
Shane,
sneezing.
Was that you?
Yes. I admit that one did not sound like a sneeze.
It did not whatsoever.
Yeah, well, anyways. I have to say that's one of the more weird ones this year, but anyways, that was pre-show, so hope you guys enjoyed it. Next up, you're okay. Getting into the spirit.
Was this like a couple of days ago?
Yep.
Anyway, went to make a phone call, and I decided to have a little Christmas cheer.
Yeah, and you didn't know this was going to be in the show. You thought I had paused it. So let's listen.
No, I knew it wasn't going to be in the show. I just want to give you more clip show material.
Okay.
Are the herald angels singing glory to the newborn king? Peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all ye nations rise, join the triumph of the sky, which the morning stars proclaim. Christ is born in Bethlehem, hark! The herald angels sing, glory to the newborn king.
Thank you.
Why are you no recorded that I put on clip show?
It is recorded.
Oh, shit.
See, you made it sound like you didn't like that.
I just want to give you some more material.
Okay.
I figured it was going to be short one, so I decided to have some fun with it. I knew you were recording. Something happens.
As I mentioned, we actually got one more clip than last year, so we're just doing just fine. We got another clip from 443 right now. You want to tell us what that is?
443, it's, as you may not be aware, Tricky and Irv just love insulting one another.
Alrighty.
F6, and then copy.
F6, no worky on OS 10.
Well, it's not my fault you're using a shit operating system. Get something from this decade that'll work.
Don't you start that, you little white trash. Uh-oh.
That's what you called him. That's what you called Earth.
I know. The problem is there's no good way of insulting Reed. His people actually came up with the English language.
Yeah, so what are you left with to do?
Trying to find something that's more rated R, but really hard to do that.
That's too bad, because there's so many good things that he likes throwing at you.
And the bad part is I have no comeback to those, because there's nothing in the English language to make fun of other white people very well without sounding even worse.
All right, and that's just basically the banter between these two that goes on behind the scenes. So that also is insight into our life. Also on 443, the title Man Down came from this very moment as the show started. Alrighty, let's begin. Our Spin Me Update 443 for Friday, December 13th, the old Brad Woodward's birthday in 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Ow! Ow!
Was that painful?
Yeah.
What?
Oh, what just happened?
Man down. Man down.
Oh, please tell me you're recording this.
I am.
Down.
This is my clip show.
Going down, down.
Jane,
down.
Rub it. Rub it. Rub it hard. Use both hands.
Oh, Trekkie. Why?
You have to use both hands and rub it in order to get the pain to go.
I just hit my desk.
There.
Yes, I'm fine.
Oh, I wasn't worried.
Are your parents going, worried? Shane, are you okay?
Yeah.
Shane, are you okay?
Yeah.
You know, we were all concerned about your health and well-being.
Oh my! Okay, so that is episode 443, and that just sums up so many things about this year, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
The constant, are you okay?
We end the year with a bang to your knee.
Yeah, so basically what happened is I was counting down the introduction of the show, and as I lifted my leg up to turn my chair to better face the screen, I kicked the desk, unfortunately. And that led to that whole debacle you saw right there of about a minute 45. And basically, you guys decided to have some fun with that, didn't you?
Did you take an arrow to the knee, Shane?
No. Wasn't that 2009?
I don't know.
Skyrim 2009, arrow to the knee. Anyways, yeah, you guys had so much fun with that. I mean, rub it with both hands. Are you okay?
You actually get that reference? Oh, I'm
not
touched.
Really, no.
Oh, okay. I'm still touched.
All right. Now, final clip of the year. Episode 444, when we discovered the RuneScape companion for website. This was just a couple days ago. Here we go.
Oh, yesterday.
Yeah. I just logged into it. Look at your friends list. What does it say for me?
Friend list. It says lobby.
Oh, so it shows me in a lobby then.
Yes. No, wait. It's old school.
What?
I'm kidding! Jill!
Okay. Did you get that message?
I knew it. Hi. Yes. Actually, do you need to fix my split chat? Split chat thing is not working anymore. Quit spamming, you little twerp. Quit it.
In case anyone's wondering, I just spammed him with about, 10 or 20 messages. So yeah, that's the RuneScape companion, and basically you just go in and there you go. Let's see. We can join the Bits Bytes chat room and see what we got here. Now the thing is there doesn't seem to be a way to see who exactly is in this chat channel right now, because I clicked the button at the bottom, and yeah, it says to join a channel, which is good. But, oh, okay, there we go. It shows that you're in here, and that's all we got, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's when you tried it, no one was in here.
Yeah, that would be it, then. It's kind of confusing, then. Mm. All right. But, yeah, I'm just doing this from Chrome right now. And why did you send me those things that look like fingers?
Because you have no fingers.
Oh, dear, not you now.
Hey, you set yourself up for that one.
I suppose I did. Anyways, that's runescape.com/companion, where you can...
Thanks for waking me up.
You know, you just had to throw that in, didn't you?
Mm-hmm. You did set yourself up for that one, though.
Yeah, because I mean, I'm spamming typing to you on the chat, right? And then you send me the little text emote thing of a guy showing two fingers. And it said, yes. What are you sending me these fingers for? And then you just had to chime in with... And perhaps we should tell people where the no fingers thing comes from. Why don't you do that?
Came from Reed, duh, that's all I know. You know more than I do.
Yeah, and basically he thinks I have some sort of disability or something, and that's why I do things wrong, because I have no fingers. But that's where this whole no fingers thing came from, and you just decided to take a great opportunity, and I mean, it worked out really well for you. So, good job.
Yay.
Anyways, that's all we got for clips this year. What did you think?
What a year of memories, eh?
Yeah, and I mean, there's so much that happened on this show and in RuneScape, which I hope we'll be able to discuss a bit before the year is up, so stay tuned. Well, you guys would have seen that already if we did manage to get that recorded, but with that being said, I think we'll just do one more thing this year before we wrap up, and that's the pick of the year. It's basically where we choose one of the picks that either of us did this entire year and we re-highlight it. So I'll let you go first.
Oh, you go first.
No, why? You first. I insist.
Okay. Well, this was a pick from Uncle Dano, actually, many moons ago. We were talking about, I think we were talking about something about downloading stuff on the internet, and then he showed us a little... a website that can help to convert videos from YouTube and everything else to MP3s or whatnot. So that was kind of handy for me, because sometimes you want to save up a YouTube video, but oftentimes it just be more of a hassle just trying to do that.
Oh yeah, I remember this one. This was a good one. Very good if you are seeing a YouTube video and someone has put together a good audio track behind it, or even if you just want to save the video for later. I used this a couple times after he mentioned it, and it's very useful because not only can you strip the audio from it, you can also strip the video from it. And, you know, sometimes those YouTube videos just disappear, so very good indeed. I'm glad you picked this for the pick of the year, and you can find that at clipconverter.cc. Very nice.
Yeah. Well, it will also be in the show notes.
Yep. Update.rsbnb.com. Good pick. Like it.
Danke.
Alrighty, you want to guess what mine is?
Something Star Trek related?
No.
Something Apple related?
Nope.
I don't know. Can I get a hint?
It was in May.
In May. May I cheat?
No, you may not cheat.
Then I don't know.
All right.
IDK. IDK.
Okay, I don't know. So basically this pick came from something that was posted on the forums by Southrend in May of this year. It is a website that I had hours and hours of fun with. It basically lets you see the world and kind of quiz where you are, and that is GeoGuessr. Do you remember GeoGuessr?
I do, actually.
Yeah, so basically what happens with GeoGuessr is you get plopped down onto a random location on the Earth, and then you basically got access to the Google Street View, and you can just move around a bit and kind of see where you're at. And then what happens after that is you're given a little map in the corner, and you have to decide where exactly am I in the world. And then after that, you just click on the map, and then it will tell you exactly where you are. So, for example, I was just given a very good point here, because I was just plopped down on a road, and then I pan the camera around a bit, and I see quarantine checkpoint. Welcome to Western Australia. So basically what I did is I ended up on the border entering Western Australia. So I just clicked somewhere in Western Australia, and your guess was 641.897 kilometers away. It gave 2341 points. So that happens. And then, we got another one here. And basically the idea is that there's five of these rounds, and each time you go through one of these rounds, you get points. And then what you can do is you get a link, and then you can post this link onto the web, share it with friends, that sort of thing, and then they can challenge your result. So in a way, you can use this to spread it around with your friends to see who is the better at geography and looking at exactly your surroundings and taking a guess of where you are. So very fun, and as I said, I've spent hours on this thing. So I had to use it as my pick of the year.
Okay.
And that's geoguessr.com.
And as we were playing around with the, I remember landing right in Hong Kong, and I knew it was Hong Kong right off the bat. And I got it within like 50 kilometers or something.
How were you able to figure that out?
The language. They had billboards up.
All right.
And I was like, okay, there's got this, and had the ocean, tall buildings. There was only one place that would have it in Asian country, or one of the few places anyway.
Yep, and that's how you do it. So. Definitely enjoyed it. All right, and with that being our picks of the year, there's only one thing left to do in 2013, and that is to announce the winners of our bond contest. So for the month of December, we've been asking for your favorite RSBNB update moments of the year, whether or not in clip format through the forum or through the private message system contacting one of us to enter. We do have those two winners right here, right now, and you'll be getting your bonds very shortly in the new year. So those two winners are Nextasy for the ethnically suspect farmer clip on the Pig Bacon episode, and Tannis Half-Elf's favorite RSBNB update moment was my rant on the Prestige system. So congratulations to the both of you. You guys will be hearing from me shortly in-game in order to receive your bonds. All right, I believe we're done for the year of 2013 then.
Looking forward to 2014?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be definitely interesting to see what Jagex has in store for us and what we want to do with this show and where we want to take it. We'll probably conduct one of our spring surveys in about a month or so to see where we want to go. But with that being said, we're done for this year. And in a couple days, we'll learn what RuneScape of 2014 is going to be. And with that being said, have a happy new year, everyone.
Happy new year and Merry Christmas.